Draymond G. We're on the fly, and it's a beautiful Thursday at EAA Air Venture 2026. This is, I think, the nicest day that we've had all week at Air Venture. And the crowds are out. People are smiling. It's going to be a great day for an air show. And that's what we're talking about today on the fly. Tim Fitzgerald is the producer of the Oshkosh Air Show, and he's joining me. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
And we are talking to some guests, and they are air show performers. And can you introduce our next guest?
Sure, I'd love to. So David's, who I'm about to introduce, one of the best-kept secrets this year. David's been flying with us for years here at the air show, and we really, really enjoy his performance. And then he called me up earlier in the year, and he said, you know what, I'm thinking I'm going to buy this airplane and do something a little different. So what's old is new again, and I'd like to introduce David Martin.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what is old is new again? What is old is new
again? If anybody's heard of Bob Hoover, I'll let David take it away.
Well, of course, Bob Hoover was probably the most famous air show pilot ever, and a legend and a veteran and everybody's hero, including mine. And I was lucky enough to see him fly.
We all have teenage or childhood pictures with a signing with Bob Hoover and his hat and watched his routine when
it's
we grew up.
It's an icon. Yeah, it's an icon.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, I'm kind of into aerobatic history, air show history. I'm old enough, I guess you would say, to know some of the famous old air pilots that used to fly here, like Charlie Hiller, Dwayne Cole, Leo Lautenschlager. They were all my friends. I met Bob Hoover, but I was always a little intimidated by him, and I should have been a little more forward and hung out with him more, but I did meet him, and I did see him fly a lot, and of course, his air show was just one of the most popular air shows there was.
Yes.
And he flew, many different airplanes, but the Strike Commander was one of the ones that was his most popular, along with the P-51, which I'd like to do that someday, too.
Oh, okay. There's another plug.
Are you going to go sell
airplanes? I don't have a P-51 right this minute.
He'll find one, probably. Yeah.
Are you going to go sell airplanes for Rockwell next? Is that your...
Well, if Rockwell is still around. Rockwell's Boeing now, so if Boeing would like to help out on this, I would be happy to have them.
So tell us about what you're going to do.
Well, I'm flying the Strike Commander, which was a corporate twin-engine airplane, and it wasn't really built for aerobatics. But it's a very agile airplane, and I've flown other similar airplanes in the past, Aerobatic Bonanza, Baron, so this is not totally new to me, this kind of air show, but the airplane is new, and after flying it, I really understand, I appreciate why Bob picked the Commander, because it's just a great airplane. It's very agile. It's a perfect for it. It's better than the Baron that I used to fly or the Bonanza. But on the other side, after starting to do some of these things he did, I have even more respect for him, because I'm like, how did he do that?
How did he do that?
And, I start everything up high and work my way down. So, but I'm so excited to do it. And a kid came up to me yesterday, way too young to ever know Bob Hoover, and he said, in the middle of the night, I watch Bob Hoover videos on the
YouTube,
on the internet, I'm so excited to actually see a Commander fly. And I'm like, well, that was worth doing it.
That one moment was worth it.
Yeah. And how would this young kid even know,
Right.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm excited to be here and lucky to get to fly at Air Venture. And every time I come here, I kind of pinch myself. I'm flying in the world's greatest stage.
We all do. Yeah. We all pitch ourselves to be here.
Where else would you rather be than Air Venture 2026?
Yeah. That's
in
right.
The whole world.
Yeah. Where do you live, David?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
I live in Texas, Possum Kingdom Lake. Which is west of Fort Worth. And that area has also helped me to get to be friends with some of the legends of aerobatics, because Charlie Hillard was from Fort Worth. And Dwayne Cole is from Fort Worth. These are all guys that were icons here back in the day. And that's how I kind of got into it. The first time I came to Air Venture in 1979, Dwayne Cole, who was as famous as Bob Hoover almost, walked me out to the line to watch the air show. And, it was like, someday I got to do this.
Well, but that's the kind of the feel you created with that young man yesterday that saw you fly
the
Commander.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
That's a hook that's set now, and he's going to say, I'm going to be back there one day flying my airplane.
I hope so.
So that's good stuff.
So you flew other routines before, is that right?
Yeah, I've flown about 6 or 8 different airplanes here over the – my first time to fly here was 25 years ago in the air show, and I've flown different airplanes. And a lot of them are historic aerobatic airplanes that, you know, I just think people should see. And I have flown the modern competition airplanes also.
So this year is the Shrike. Next year, you say you're going to have B-51. We'll put that on the notes.
Wait, his wife's here somewhere. We have to make this work.
I mean, he needs to have a surprise for his wife.
That's the catch.
Say, honey, I was on the radio today, and someone told me I was going to have B-51. It was a vision.
I am very lucky. I do get to fly B-51s in air shows, but I don't have one.
And I'm sure we're joking about it now, but I'm sure you have an extremely supportive wife.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't be here right now.
I mean, and David is one of our go-to people. Like you said, he's been flying here for years, and we really, really enjoy having him here. And he always puts on such a great performance. He'll call me up early in the year and say, well, what airplane do you want me to bring this year? And it's literally that. I get to pick and choose and say, well, let's fly the Baron this year, or how about the Super Pinto, and this year now it's how about the Commander? Good stuff.
I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah. Did you buy the Commander just for this?
Yes.
Wow. So.
And a Commander is not a real common airplane.
No.
To find a good one is difficult. I've wanted one for a long time, but I finally came across one that was a good candidate to do this, and my wife approved, fortunately.
It's pretty comfortable to fly in.
Yeah.
You know, going to the air show a little more comfortable than a Pitts or an Extra.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, yeah. Or the Mustang, David, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. a really interesting thing also is when I started getting into this more serious this year, I started talking to all these people that knew Bob Hoover, knew all about his show, of course, like Danny Clisham, but other people, and learning all this stuff that I didn't know about Bob Hoover, and more information on flying the airplane, which there's not anything written down. You know, it's just word of mouth.
Right.
And watching on the video. You know, fortunately, there's lots of videos of Bob Hoover flying.
Yeah, there is.
Like you said, you gained a new appreciation for what he was doing once you were trying it.
And I'm not Bob Hoover. I'm not doing his whole air show. I'm just showing you a little glimpse of his air show.
Yeah, don't try and disappear in the ditch like you did
no,
in
I'm
Reno.
Not,
there is no ditch here.
I work with Jim Pites out there. He tries that.
Yeah, he does do that. I've seen him do that.
So it hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
But David's got some new stuff that he's bringing in with the Commander, and that's awesome.
So we've got just a couple minutes left. What else is exciting happening here, Tim, that you want to talk about before we wrap up?
Of course, one of the headliner this year that we're really excited about is the Red Arrows. So it's the first time the Red Arrows have joined us here at Oshkosh in the history of Oshkosh. So that's certainly a great thing to have. And we find it somewhat ironic. We made, tongue-in-cheek about their back. The British are coming and they're back, you know, kind of a thing. And what better way to celebrate America's 250th than to say that they're back?
So I wonder how that
looks.
It is kind of interesting that we're having them this year, but just kind of worked out that way.
Well, and they were part of the flyover in D.C., so it's somewhat ironic, but it's been a great thing. And there's so much to see here and do at AirVenture, from stuff for the family and get the kids involved in aviation to coming to the plaza and seeing a B-52 or a P-8 or whatever else. Any airplane you want to see is likely here at Oshkosh.
Yes, at one point or the other.
So that's
it is a really big deal to have the Red Arrows here.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, and they are good friends and allies of ours now.
Yeah.
And to see their team perform is going to be very special.
Yeah.
And that starts tomorrow.
That starts tomorrow. And for those listening that are here on the grounds, We have an expanded box, so we'll be back behind the speaker poles with a different flight line, if you will, tomorrow, because with flying the numerous aircraft in the show, they require a bigger aerobatic box, so it's something to be aware of.
Now, for those who are camping with their airplanes here, are they going to actually have to relocate their aircraft?
No relocation of airplanes, but there will become a time at, I believe it's 1:15, 1:30 each day, where to get to your airplane, if it's in the box, you have to be escorted and have a valid reason. You forgot medicine, you need something out of the airplane that you really need. And then by 4:30, both Friday and Saturday, and I believe it's 2:30 on Sunday, you can't get to the airplane because it's in the box.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's some great information. We have about a minute left. Anything else you want to share with us? We thank you for joining us on the
EA
Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
this is the first.
When are you flying today?
What time? Yeah. It's about 4:30,
4:40, somewhere in that.
4:45.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll be looking for your Shrike Commander.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, Tim, anything else we should cover before we wrap it up for today?
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for joining us here at EA Air Venture. And it's been said so many times before, and Paul Poberesny, who started our organization, used to always say, it's about the people.
Yes.
And it really is. I mean, the airplanes are important, and we all are into aviation, but coming back and seeing our friends, that's what it's
every
really
year. It's
about.
A big reunion every year.
Yeah, so good
all
stuff.
Right. Thank you. Tim, thanks for putting all this together for us and making this happen. We appreciate you and what you do. And keeping it safe.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. J-Mont G, we're on the fly here at Air Operations. That wraps up today for On the Fly. But stay tuned. We have stuff coming from the flight line here shortly. Of course, the air show to go this afternoon. And so don't go away. Keep it tuned here to EA Radio.